ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, yeah, ain't nothing better than this.
Wait, it's raw. See how it works.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
What do we say first?
We say, what's up, y'all? I am Manuel.
Hi, welcome. Welcome.
That's where you say, I am Angela.
All right, let's turn it over.
What up, y'all? I'm Manuel.
Hi, I don't like this one. Let me start. Come on, Xbox. He's just staring at me.
Really? Go.
Well, he's gonna be staring at me.
Just
video.
Go.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, everybody? Welcome to our first YouTube video for our new series, Mangela. Manuel and Angela.
That's what we're calling it.
Mangela. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that sounds good. Let's keep going with that one.
Hashtag Mangela. We have a hashtag already on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag Mangela.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check that out, see some of our photos. Here's one thing that annoys me about hashtag Mangela is we started it to be just like photos of us, and then random people will now hashtag Mangela on like a pizza or their lunch they're eating, hashtag yeah. Mangela, and I'm like, why?
But thanks so much for checking out our channel.
It's our first video.
Ange wanted to do this video, or these videos, so that we
series.
Can, yeah, we can kind of display the things that we go through on a daily basis. Things that we like, dislike, and maybe some of y'all will like and dislike what we like and dislike.
But hopefully you will like our channel and subscribe to it. So do that right now and subscribe to my channel. That's the Angela Johnson channel. And you can watch our Mangela series. We're gonna talk about all kinds of stuff.
Relationship stuff.
Yes.
Love stuff.
Love stuff.
Not love stuff.
Work stuff. Career stuff.
The mixing of the two.
Yeah, we'll give advice if anybody wants advice.
Unsolicited. That just means we're gonna tell them what we think, whether they like it or not.
Well, they're gonna like it if they're watching it.
They're gonna like it.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about all kinds of stuff. We're gonna take questions from you guys, and it'll be fun. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see if you
guys. If this doesn't get enough views, we'll quit.
You'll quit. I'll keep doing it, because I don't care. Are you really gonna quit?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna keep going as long as you tell me to go.
Okay. First, we're gonna talk about us. I'm a comedian, if you didn't know that already.
My husband likes to see me in heels because women look sexy in heels. Just not this woman. And I'll tell you why. Because I am bow-legged. So that means when I wear heels, I look like this. Yeah. I look like I rode my horse to the club. Hey, 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 hey.
And I'm an actress. I mostly do comedy things until I can book acting things. But then when I do acting things, I really like to do the acting things. And I moved to Hollywood to be an actress. And I started telling jokes, and now I'm a comedian.
Yeah, I am a musician.
I could fly you out to Paris. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, okay. Buy you some carrots. Yeah, 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 yeah. Tell me, baby, is that cool with you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, and she said, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I sing and rap, more rap than sing, for I cannot sing that well. I can hold a note.
Same, I can hold a note.
Just for a little bit, and then I come off of it. Before I fall flat or sharp.
Oh, damn, suddenly we're free to fly to the other side. This is my version.
So that's what we do.
And you do fashion stuff.
Amongst other stuff, I like to dress people up. I style you.
Yes, you picked out my outfit today.
I did for your audition.
I had an audition today, earlier today, you guys.
And also, I think the purpose of this whole thing, man, is to, in some way, hopefully encourage you guys by our lives and what we do. And hopefully you'll get inspired to go chase your dream, to do your thing, I don't know, make wrongs right, fix whatever it is that we're trying to fix, or just laugh at the fact that we have a lot of things that are broken, but not our love.
That's right. Should we kiss right there? It feels like a kiss part. It feels like a kiss part.
Insert kiss. Let's get to our questions.
No, we're gonna say how we met.
Okay.
Our story of how
we met. Hey, let's talk about how we met. First of all,
we have similar stories of how we met.
One's true, one's not closer to the reality.
So should we do the true one first? Should I go first then?
If you want to give him fiction before fact, go.
Okay.
Proceed.
So here's the story of how we met. My old roommate, Deanna, married his best friend, Ricky. Okay, so I went to Deanna's wedding, and when I was there, I saw this one guy who was like real good looking, and he had an afro. He kind of looked like you a little bit. I saw him there, I was like, ooh, who's this? He's good looking. And nobody introduced me to him. He didn't introduce himself to me. He was not trying to make eyes with me, nothing. So I was like, oh, whatever. So I left the wedding. I didn't even meet him the whole time I was there. I went home and I cyberstalked him on the internet. And this is how I did it. I went to Deanna's Facebook page and then I clicked on her new husband's Facebook page. And then I went through all of his friends until I found that afro. And I was like, click, there he is. And I Googled him. I found out he was in a band. I found out he was like touring and stuff. And he loved Jesus. And I was like, ooh, I'm intrigued. But I didn't message him or anything. I didn't like Facebook poke him. I just let it go for 2 years. I didn't even tell anybody that I looked him up. I didn't tell Deanna. I didn't tell my besties. I didn't tell nobody I looked him up. I just let it go. It's like, oh, well, he missed out. Bye. 2 years later, I get a text from Deanna, and she's like, hey, I want to hook you up with somebody. And I was like, who do you want to hook me up with? She's like, look him up online. I don't know if he's your type. His name is Manuel Reyes. And as soon as she said his name, I was like, okay. Like, all my research I did started flooding back to memory, and I was like, took you a minute, about 2 years. He ends up flying into town. We do like a double date with Deanna, Ricky, their daughter, and me and this guy. Okay, so then we go to lunch and we decide, like, do we want to hang out just the two of us? And so then we decide to the next day hang out just the two of us. And we went shopping and we went to DSW. I basically had my guard up a little bit and was not being overly flirtatious with him. It was like an all-day event. Like, we went shopping, then we went to dinner, and then I came home to let the dogs out. Come on, Smokey. This is Smokey. And I dropped him off. We had a magical hug that was like fireworks when we embraced.
That's my part of the story.
Oh, okay.
You don't ever say that.
Well, we had a magical hug, and then I finally got a Facebook poke. Just kidding.
I get what you did there.
We hugged and I felt a ding. Just kidding.
That's a good one. Now the more romantic version. It was the eve of June. I'm just kidding. So we was at the wedding. I didn't notice her. You want to know why I didn't notice her? Because I went through this decade phase of white chicks. I was only trying to date white chicks for a whole decade. Who was I dating at that point?
That's neither here nor there.
I didn't even know she was there. It's funny. We saw a picture recently where it showed that I was like 4 feet away from her, and I didn't know. I just didn't see her. My eyes had ignored her. And then Deanna also hits me up at the same time she hits her up, and she's like, yo, I think there's a girl that you should talk to and you should meet because I think you'll hit it off. It's like, cool, well, send me her Facebook page. And what, you know, who is she, what does she do? Her name's Angela Johnson, she's a comedian. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, send me her special too, because I can't be with no comedian that's not funny. Cause that's like, that's just, it's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Just like, if you hate my music, you can't be with me cause
right.
You hate my music.
Right.
So I didn't make sure she was funny. So I went to her Facebook page and I was like, whoa, Deanna, she's Mexican. And not that I dislike Mexicans, it's just that Spanish people have a hierarchy and Puerto Ricans don't really date Mexicans.
First of all, you didn't learn about the hierarchy until I taught you about it.
Tis not true. My parents.
We're here.
My parents schooled me very well. So I was like, man, I don't date Mexicans, Deanna. I don't know what you want me to do with this. But then I was like, honestly, I was like, man, you know what, Jesus? Everything that I tried didn't work. So let me surprise myself and just give this a go. And I did give it a go. And it was a pleasant surprise. I did fly out. I was on tour. We had a Skype date.
Well, because you watched my special and I was hilarious.
Yeah. You were hilarious.
Like, oh, okay, let me give it a shot.
And I also thought you had a cute little butt.
I'm surprised you even saw the butt, because it was my first hour special and I had even less of a butt than I do now.
So. I know, because I was looking real hard.
You poor thing. Like,
so I saw the butt and I saw the special and I laughed and I thought, well, she's good. So we Skype date. Yeah, this was the hilarity of the Skype date. My wife did not pay me any attention during the Skype date. She kept walking back and forth on the screen.
I was busy.
Like she was packing and I was the least thing that she was concerned about. And so after a while, I was like, damn, this chick don't really care about me. But
and you forgot.
What?
I wasn't wearing no makeup either.
And you were not married. You were at the end of the, girls, you know the end of the day face. Mm-hmm. That's what she had on.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, washed my face already, my hair was up. And I was like, what you want? This is me, you like it or you love it or you don't?
I was like, I'll give it a go.
You appreciated that I was keeping it real.
I appreciated lots of things. I don't know if that was it, but I appreciate it now more than ever. Mm-hmm. I was in South Carolina, flew out, met up with her. We had that date. I was like, yo, you wanna go night date? She said yes. So the night date started off with going to DSW. She went to get shoes and she went to the flats section. And instantly I was like, oh, strike one. She just wears flats. And I'm a heel guy. Guys are mainly heel guys, you know? So I was like, dang it, she's a flat girl. Oh man. And then I was like, okay. And she's being cold. I knew I was paying for someone else's mistakes. And I don't play with that. Like her, I'm very confident. And I'm the type of dude that's like, yo, if you ain't with it, I'll find someone better. That's just how I thought.
You know, so he thought I was being cold, that I was being mean to him.
She was being arctic.
I just think he's used to girls fawning all over him, like, not oh true. My god, and like laughing at all the jokes,
not
like
even
too
close.
Big of a laugh, it's not even that funny.
No, I'm just used to girls that have some type of warmth.
No,
I'm used to girls with a soul.
He was like, wait, she's not all over me. I must be paying for someone else's mistake.
No, I was like, wait, why did she have a knife out of her purse about to stab me? So I was like, man, if you don't shape up, I remember I prayed to Jesus. I was like, in about 15 minutes, I'm gonna fake a stomach ache and I'm gonna bounce. That's what I'm gonna do. And somewhere in that 15 minutes, she gave me a little side hug, a little church side hug. You know, the ones they teach you at church to do so that you don't touch frontal parts. So she gave me one
so
of
you
those.
Don't get a Facebook poke.
And then I was like, oh, okay, I'll stick around longer, because that seemed to be warm. And so we shopped for my outfits for my tour, and I was in line, and then she like cuddled up on my chest. She gave me one of these.
I nestled my way in.
She was like this, and I was like, oh. And then the date kind of went well after that. We went to Lala, had some steak. Then there was a magical hug at the end. It was magical.
That was in August of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
We officially were like boyfriend and girlfriend on October 4th.
Yep.
Because we would go 10-4.
That was our thing.
10-4. Remember that?
That's how we remember.
Yeah.
And then engaged by...
When's your anniversary? 10-4.
And then we were engaged by December.
By Christmas Eve. August, October, Christmas Eve, we're already engaged, and then we got married that next June. And we've been married for almost 7 years now.
That's how we met.
Fast like that. When you know, you know. That's the thing. People are always like, how did you know he was the one? How did you know she was the one? It's that cliche thing of when you know, you know.
And here's how you pragmatically break that down. When you know, you know. That just means your life with her is kind of like obvious. Like it's like one of those things, if someone were to tell you the sky's blue, you're like, yeah, duh, it's blue. Grass is green, duh, you're marrying Angela, duh. It's literally that kind of feeling. Like you're like, it's just kind of obvious. There's no real reasons not to.
And I felt that I was like, I'm used to looking for something wrong in the person, like what's wrong with this person, and then finding that something wrong, and then being like, oh, forget it, leaving, I'm done, or just settling for that, like finding all the red flags and be like, oh, but, and then trying to make it work. It was different. I didn't try to pick him apart, and even if I did, I wouldn't have found anything, because it was like, it just felt so right. Also, we both had been around the block a few times, so we were like, ha!
Yeah, so we signed a prenup, and then...
Please! y'all have no idea. You'll find out probably in 6 episodes from now.
Crazy.
All right, you guys.
I feel good about this.
I feel good about this, too. What do
hey,
you,
thanks
how
for
do you
tuning
feel
in.
About
I'm gonna,
our first
I'm gonna try to edit it down and make it somewhat good. I feel good, though. I feel like we spoke. I feel like you spoke. I spoke. I feel like we spoke together.
Okay. Thank you so much for watching our channel. Our first video.
First. We're so excited.
Thanks for watching our first video. We're going to do a bunch more.
Subscribe.
And subscribe to the channel if you want to see what else we talk about. And yeah, thanks again. So that's it. Bye.